Prue quit dancing to blink at Margie.
Scatter it where?
The fire, no doubt.
Helena grabbed the rum back from her sister's hand, and before Valinda could warn her that it was highly flammable, slung it at the flames. The girls shrieked as it exploded toward the heavens and caused hot, sparkling embers from the sea breeze to rain down on them. Except for Valinda, who never screamed, and especially not over such foolery. Rather, she thought them ridiculous in their drunken revelry.
Now toss in the herbs, Margie reminded them.
Herbs which also turned out to be highly flammable, as there was no telling what those silly lunatics had gathered for their summoning ritual so that they could entice the ancient being they wanted to ask about their future husbands. As if. After shrieking and hollering some more over the small explosion they caused, they returned to singing their lewd chant to invoke their voodoo spirit. Her ears ringing from the raucous cacophony, Valinda sighed in irritation. It was more than she could take. It was one thing for her friends to tell her they planned to be this ridiculous. It was another to witness it firsthand and lose all respect for them. She'd tried on multiple occasions to tell them that the Gied Nebo was the spirit for the dead and wouldn't know anything about their would-be husbands. Still, they kept insisting, provided he existed at all, which Valinda highly doubted. Such was her very nature. And they call me ridiculous for my sanity. Worse, they'd ignored her completely while they went around the island compiling a list of what they'd need to perform a hokey voodoo ritual from the hodgepodge of people Val was rather certain had been mocking them. Unable to stand any more acoustic abuse, Valinda pushed herself to her feet, intending to head home. Helena tossed more rum on the fire.
Oh, great Gied, come to us and do what we say.
Valinda ducked the flames as the fire exploded around her. Enough already. They were about to summon the watch and be caught. Just as she was ready to caution them again over the folly of their actions and their would-be arson, a huge shadow appeared on the dark beach before them. Like some great, fulsome, demonic beast, it rose to tower above them, twisting and writhing in a way that made even Valinda gasp. Its cape billowed out as a cane appeared by its side, a cane topped with a skull that matched his evil face. Opening its bony mouth, the cane appeared to scream, then it vomited fire. Margie screamed. A second later, she fainted onto the pale sand. Helena ran, leaving her sister behind to fend for herself. Shrieking and waving her hands over her head, Prudence wet herself before she ran in the opposite direction, with her book forgotten on the beach. Bemused by it all, Valinda stood frozen. Deep, masculine laughter rang out as that hideous skeletal face turned into one of a handsome, fetching man. One with a riot of dark curls that hugged a perfectly sculpted jaw dusted with whiskers and eyes so vivid and playful they were beguiling. This was exactly what her friends had been trying to summon, and yet he mocked them for it. Indeed, the infernal beast dared to laugh over the very chaos and panic he'd caused, the humiliation her friends had suffered at his callous hands, and that set off Valinda's anger that he'd dare such at their expense, especially given the blatant disregard he showed her friend who lay passed out at his feet. Really, is this how you entertain yourself? A grown man, frightening schoolgirls? What's wrong with you? His laughter died instantly. With an unearthly slowness, he turned to face her, which only confirmed what she'd already noted. He truly was the most handsome man she'd ever seen in the flesh. There was a most unnatural aura of power that clung to him, one that set off the hairs on the backs of her arms and made them stand upright. It let her and everyone else know that he was not one to be reckoned with. Rather, he was used to doing the reckoning.
You dare chastise me?
Her common sense told her to back down and be the meek maid